Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe. First week of 2026. How's it feel?
As somebody texted earlier in the week, Keefe, it's not really the weekend, it's kind of the year in review to this point.
So far to this
really
point.
It really is. Good point.
Best of.
Great point.
The year. Let's start with some of the calls that we had from this week.
Yeah, I'm one of those unfortunate people that have Verizon as my carrier. So as hundreds of thousands of people across New England have been shut out of watching the Patriots the last two games because for some reason the traditional AFC rivalries that are usually on CBS have now switched to Fox.
Well,
and
George,
the worst
not,
part
George,
is
not,
that I'm relegated
George,
to listening
on. George,
to
not
guys
through, George, not through. Hold on. He's about to have it.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
Yeah, so the worst part is having to listen to the guys in the station further down on the dial there. Can you imagine listening to Soucy and Zolak for 3.5 hours twice in a row? I'm epileptic at this point.
Yeah, I'm hurtling down 495 at about 75 plus, bobbing and weaving tractor trailers.
Be careful.
I feel very football-y right now.
Yeah, sure.
Looking at the Patriots versus some of the other leaders, because I was stationed out on the West Coast for a while, so I like a lot of those teams. I think there's going to be something happening in the playoffs and the Super Bowl this year that we can't gauge.
Like what?
And
sure.
It's going to be the relationships between the coaches and the players and the players.
That is call of the year.
It's a pretty good one. He also went on to say that
the two teams that stood out to him as far as that metric was concerned,
the chemistry,
Pats Chargers.
So it's like, well, damn
it. He goes, the relationship between the coaches and the players and the players. Awesome. I don't know how you really do that. I don't know how you get into there, but
that first caller though, Keith, like I'm just yelling over him. You're actually listening to him and he wanted.
Let him finish. He's about to bring up a great point.
Great point.
Let him
great point,
there.
Which I
and
wouldn't, I'm with him. I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Yeah.
Also this week, best friend of the show, Susan.
Yes.
Did call back in.
She sure did. This is somebody who I know can't possibly be voting for Drake May if she has a vote.
Do you think she has a vote?
Susan in Worcester. Hello, Susan.
Gee, you read my mind, huh?
Sure did.
I did. I just read the subject line on the screen, but yeah.
Okay, what I want to really say, I want to be serious, okay? I think he had a great year. He did one. I didn't think he could do what he's doing. But you know what? He hasn't won nothing yet. He hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't won the Super Bowl. Until he does that, then I'm going to give him his kudos. But listen.
Until he does which? If he wins a playoff game, you're going to give him his kudos, or he has to win a Super Bowl? Until he does which?
Super Bowl. He's got to win a Super Bowl.
I got to ask you real quick. Have you given Josh Allen his kudos?
Of course I have.
Has he won a Super Bowl?
No.
Mousetraps.
No, he hasn't.
Just got mousetraps.
Okay, you won that. All right, you got me there. But listen to about the media now. I want to talk about the media.
I know you do.
Good.
All I heard about with the great Aaron Rodgers, I am a big Rodgers fan, and he was sensational Sunday. The thing about Rodgers, I listen to the talk shows in Boston.
Yep.
All he cares about is MVPs, and he don't even care about the Super Bowl. And here you guys, all of you, like Monta Lewinsky on her knees with Clinton, begging for him to get the MVP.
Good Lord.
It's your number one thing. It's your number one thing instead of the Super Bowl. So you people are hypocrites.
Poor Monica Lewinsky, just sitting there, probably drinking her coffee, listening to Jones and Keefe, and from the clouds, Susan and Worcester.
I did not see that one coming.
No, me neither. Great stuff. Susan, always welcome here on the program. One of the highly anticipated movies of 2026, for me anyway, comes out this month. It's the sequel to the latest 28 Years Later film.
Oh, yeah.
No, the next one I want to see is the 28 Years Later Bone Temple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Call back. Life.
That was better than the joke I was going to make. Okay, good.
That is the name of the movie,
yeah,
though.
Nick greater than you, you greater than me, yeah. If we're doing the power rankings.
It's all coming together.
There. Okay, what is it called?
28 Years Later,
the Bone Temple.
The Bone Temple.
Hell yeah.
What's this movie about?
Like, I don't know, but I want to see it.
Okay, so you have that higher on your list than Primate. I have seen the trailer, though.
Yeah, they've been showing that a lot.
It's startling.
Primate, yeah. It looks like he's pretty aggressive.
He sure does. Okay. Let's get some more phone calls here.
Please.
If you don't mind.
Nope.
This is Carl in Boston. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, guys. Great show. You guys are getting really silly. Hopefully we can get back to some serious sports conversation here.
Agreed.
No doubt.
Agreed, Carl.
No doubt.
Guys, too much Bone Temple
guys,
talk.
Guys, kind of getting a little off the rails here.
Get down to brass tacks.
Well, so I'm sure Carl really enjoyed our Would You Rather Wednesday segments.
Would you rather have a lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds?
I know what. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I look in the dock.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I hear it from the first time
so
from Billy.
A little peek behind the curtain. I write all these.
Sometimes I hear it from Billy for the first time.
Yeah.
And I go, I wonder
where it from?
Yeah, where did this come from?
I mean, my mind wanders.
It shouldn't matter. I just wonder.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not sure. Because sometimes I try to tie him into like a Kiefer Madden story. Right. So we had a Kiefer Madden story about a monkey, but we already had a pet monkey story. Maybe that's what it was. I was going to ask about having a pet monkey, but we already did that.
Like, that's been done.
That's been done. So then I was thinking about pets.
Would I rather have a pet fish?
Lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds.
Finally, would you rather a bagel with butter or cream cheese?
Again.
I don't know.
This is just Keith sitting at home
for
2 weeks.
Breakfast.
Yeah. This is Keith. Did this come up at the kitchen table?
Yeah, no, I was asking my wife, hey, you got any good would you rathers? She's like, yeah, bagel, butter, or cream cheese.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There you go.
Cream cheese,
we actually agreed on both things.
Yeah, that was the answer. And a lot of fish. Yeah.
Agreed on both things.
I wasn't prepared for this, but Jones had a great update on Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers.
Is Malik Nabers still walking with a cane? Did I read that?
He's like,
Mr. Peanut?
No, he's like rehabbing from his... What pro athlete is walking around with a cane?
He was spotted wearing a vest, a cane.
Hang on. Malik Nabers.
Keep your eyes peeled for Malik Nabers cane. And a cane.
That is cool. I love the guy from Jurassic Park, his cane.
Over the past weekend, Nabers appeared to be in a knee brace and using a cane before the Giants' Week 18 finale against the Cowboys.
Top five canes?
I missed cane.
Cane.
Hurricane. Miami Hurricanes.
The Undertaker's brother.
Say it again.
The Undertaker's brother.
Oh, great good one. Joe Kane, the quarterback from the program.
Yep.
Kane is able.
Candy Kane. Do we have that?
Yeah, it's Candy Kane.
Yeah.
Candy
Kane.
Come on.
Oh, man. Is it
Malik Nabers came to me now?
Crap, it's me. I don't know. I'm out.
It is just so bizarre because you're thinking of, like, I don't know, crutches or like a walking boot.
Cane.
But a cane. Like old school, old New York Post. Like an old dude.
Just New York Post headline.
Yeah.
Walking around with a cane.
Walking around with
Mr. Peanut.
Like the Godfather from WWE. Yeah, cane.
Like the old man in Jurassic Park, as you said.
He did. He had a mosquito in there.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
That was pretty sweet.
That was right? Amber? That was he's trapped in. No, some sap?
Was it now?
Sap?
Yeah, maybe.
Amber? I don't remember. It's been a while
since. You're thinking of 311 songs. That's where you're. All
that's
right,
why he remembered it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Brags of the week. A lot of nominees. So hopefully everybody's sitting down.
Loaded field to start 2026. Yeah.
Friend of the show and Patriots Monday guest, Hunter Henry.
Well, I got another baby on the way.
Sick brag, bro.
Hey, good for you, man.
That is the ultimate brag.
Congrats.
While we were off, KJ and Lions were in quite a bit. And I had a listener send me these. Okay. Specifically was like, guys, it's a gold mine.
Clipped them and everything?
Clipped them. Sent them in. Goes, guys, this show's a gold mine for Brags of the Week. Here's KJ.
My parents equally love me.
Sick brag, bro.
Love that. Very nice. And Lions. This is an all-timer.
I went to an Eminem and 50 Cent concert with my friend and my dad.
Sick brag, bro.
That's tough. That is tough to beat.
That one just keeps unraveling. It's like, I went to an Eminem concert.
That's a brag on itself.
Man, I didn't picture that. With his brother. Oh, okay. I guess I kind of. And my dad.
It was a real family affair. We enjoyed the whole thing. What about Pure Hoops with Justin Turpin?
Sure.
I wrote about this the other night.
Sick brag, bro.
Ooh, I missed that one.
Always good.
Snuck that right in.
Always good. From the morning show, our friend Jermaine Wiggins.
But knowing Brady, though, and just his personality and being around him, sick brag, bro.
Well, he bragged himself.
Yeah, that's
he realized
smart.
It. Yeah, good.
Get out in front of
you
it.
You have to get to it before somebody else gets you on it.
Somebody who did not brag themselves, so we will do it here, is Wednesday guest on the Greg Hill Show, Rob Ninkovich.
I almost thought about texting Kraft.
Sick brag, bro.
Almost.
And I said this in a podcast last year.
Sick brag, bro.
I like that one a
lot.
Was
separate brags or as one brag?
Well,
that was all like one continuous
brag. You put them
brag?
Together. It was from one segment with those guys.
That's what I mean.
I personally loved the second one a lot.
He wasn't continuing the thought of.
No, Nick put those together. Nick put those together.
It was 2 minutes apart.
Yeah.
It was. I was listening to both. I like texted Nick and I texted him again.
Ninko and Bradfo have to be like, if we wanted to, every week.
Ninko, Bradfo, and Hart are all
Hart's
very
good,
good
yep.
per minute braggers.
Keep an eye on Lions.
Lions. Yeah, seriously.
Starting 26 with a roar.
You know, Lions Day, a couple of brags.
Yeah.
And then also a late entry, Eric in Rhode Island.
I did have Dion because I actually played against him.
Sick brag, bro.
That was a good one.
That's the coolest thing.
Yeah, that's
you
pretty
played
sweet.
Against Deion Sanders in college?
I mean, you go to Eminem with your dad. That's pretty sweet.
That's also cool.
That's
a lot of good choices this week.
Yeah, but Lions is the brag.
All right.
I went to an Eminem and 50 Cent concert with my friend and my dad.
Sick brag, bro.
Is there music playing under him?
Maybe they were doing the thing that we had the idea. Remember, because Cam Newton puts...
Punch the take up a little bit.
Yeah. Give me a beat. You're like, wait, now? No. Edit the beat in, and then we'll replay it later with me sounding sweet.
Nice. Okay, well, congrats.
Good stuff,
congrats
everybody.
Congrats to John Lyons.
Congrats to all the nominees.
Well, yes.
And specifically to Lyons for winning this
week. You're taking it home. Congrats to Ron Funches as well. You're our Haas of the Week.
Haas of the Week, Ron.
Add that. Has anybody updated his wiki page yet? I would hope somebody has.
I would think Ron Funches has.
He is the initial Haas of 2026 here on this program. Good for him.
Wow. And best of luck to him on Traders this season.
Go far, Ron. Go far. 617-779-7937. That's the Week in Review.
If he wins Traders, would he then have to go into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, maybe. And you have to come on the show, too. I would love to talk to Ron Funches.
Yeah, just even independent.
Just come on the show anyway.
Independent of traders. Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Big fan, Ron.
Yeah. All of us rooting for you. Pulling for you, Ron.
Go ahead, Ron. We love you, Ron.
We get to your phone call, 617-779.
Oh, my God.
Let's get back on track. Those are Keith's keys. The Pats and Chargers next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,